In September 1942, I came to Knowle, age 15. I was brought to Knowle by my aunt, because when I was 9 years of age, I read a book written by the religious editor of the then News Chronicle, entitled God in the Slums. The book told the story of slum sisters of the Salvation Army working in the poorest parts of London and also in other cities in the British Isles. The slum sisters visited and helped in so many practical ways. My aunt also was busy with a group of friends knitting garments which were sent to Shadwell, East London, for children in need. I said to my aunt, when I grow up, this is the work I want to do. Well, she said, you will have to know how to clean and cook.
So what date was that when you went?
When I was nine, that would be 1936. My role was under housemaid, and I had tuition in the art of dusting and polishing. We made the beeswax polish on a range in the housemaid's kitchen. We used a double saucepan and poured in the turps and put in the beeswax, which had to be stirred until it became a solid mass. And polishing with beeswax was very hard work, but it was worth the effort. The housemaids had their own apartments, a sitting room, kitchen, and then we had our bedrooms and so on. Lady Sackville was an American.
Yeah.
She had been an actress. That's how she met Lord Sackville. And because of being in Britain during the war, she was sent a number of food parcels, cans of butter and cans of bacon, cans of cakes and biscuits.
Yes. And
that's right. And all this food she would put in the cupboards in the old kitchen, and she only possessed the key. So that on special occasions, if they gave a party or a meal, then the bacon and the butter and the cake and everything would come out to be used, you know. So it was quite interesting. But she had quite a phobia about any design which included peacocks. She would not have a peacock of any description in her bedroom in draperies. And there had been one or two cushions, apparently, which had been disposed of. And, of course, in the draperies in the showrooms, quite often a peacock would appear. So I don't know how this was coped with.
No.
But then she didn't go into the showrooms. Part of my duties was on the firefighting rota. And so the footman and I, we were delegated to a part of the roof. And it was wonderful to be up there, to look around, you know. My mind wasn't on fire, for it was looking at the view at night and how lovely it was, you know. And then there was a bucket of water and a stirrup pump. And we were told to be on the alert for incendiary bombs, because the place could blow up.
Yes.
But no incendiary bombs fell when I was on duty. To my regret, you know, I'd love to. Leslie would have done the stirruping and I would have done the squirting with the water. But when you think, how foolish to expect that we could put a fire out, you know, with a stirrup pump. But great faith, you know, and we were there. Knowle will always be a very special memory for me.